How's it going, Piedmont College Lions fans? I'm Monty Eno, and here is your PC Sports Report. Hitting it off on the field, the baseball team dominated in their game against opponent Huntington College, winning 6-3 on Saturday, March 14th. This was the opening game of the series, and the Lions and the Hawks both entered the game with 11-4 tie in the conference. However, the Lions' bullpen went up clutch, pitching 2.2 innings and giving up just one hit and no runs. By the time the game headed into the top of the eighth, both teams were still tied at 3-3, and then junior pitcher Josh Thomas stole the show when he picked up his third save of the season. Piedmont improved 12-4 on the season and 12-4 in the USA South, which makes them in sole possession of the first place in the conference. But on Sunday, the Hawks had a chance to strike back, winning with a 12-0 shutout. Piedmont moves 12-5 in USA South action and overall with loss, while Huntington is also now 12-5 in league play and 12-6 overall. The third and final game will be played on Monday, March 16th in Montgomery, hitting off at 1 p.m. And swinging it over to golf, the Piedmont men's golf team climbed two places at Jekyll Island Collegiate on Sunday. Freshman David Cook and sophomore Jake Forbes led the team in the third round, posting a 74. For their next competition, the men will travel to Bermuda Collegiate Invitational starting on Monday, March 23rd at Port Royal Golf Course in Tuckers Point, Bermuda. Now for your daily weather. This week looks pretty warm, Demarest, as temperatures will fluctuate between the high 70s and low 80s. You can expect temperatures to get up to 77 degrees today and then dropping to 44 degrees tonight with a 0% chance of rain. However, don't forget to grab your umbrella for Thursday's outing as it will be 90% chance of rain throughout the day. That's all the sports I have for you this Monday, but don't turn that dial and keep listening here on Z98.7 FM, the student-run radio station at Piedmont College. I'm Monty Eno.